Several years ago, sitting in San Francisco, a friend told me a story. I'm not telling you his name to protect him.
I had gone home to India in the summer, and of course I hadn't eaten mangoes for a long time. Turns out that the mango season actually peaks slightly after I leave, so the mangoes were still unripe back in India.
Including the huge and delicious Imam Pasand mango from his father's tree.
So my mother said, why not take them with you?
Totally illegal. But such is the allure of the mango, he agreed.
I think my mother and my father said, oh, nothing will happen. So I agreed. I had all this handbag stuff with mangoes. And they were actually quite just on the border of ripening when I put them into the bag.
Did he manage to smuggle his mangoes in? Stay tuned. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. You have to understand, what we call mango in English has 100 different names in India. Indians don't just love their mangoes. They form fanatical fan clubs of different kinds of mango. My mother can recite the names of the mangoes of her childhood like a prayer.
Himshagur, Gulab Khash, Langra, Bombay.
Or the tiny Madhu Gulguli, where you just squeezed and sucked out the pulp, no slicing needed.
Oh, that is Madhu Gulguli. Ekta phuto kore, then squeeze kore kore, chushe khao. It's very sweet.
A guaranteed way to start a fight on Facebook is to crown one mango the king of mangoes. My friend has his favorites.
We had the Imam Pasand, the Khudadads, the Romanis, the Neelams, just so many different varieties.
India does not just have a mango season, it has waves of mango seasons. In our neighborhood market in Kolkata, we first see perhaps the Gulab Khash, beautiful mangoes that look painted with yellow with a rose pink blush. That disappears and the green Himshagur appears, followed by the Langra. And then from way in the north, the Chausa, all piled on the street. Tree ripened, the mango seller assures me, not ripened by carbide. These mango names, following on each other's heels, mark the progress of summer into the monsoon rain. Some fragrant, some fibrous, some golden, deliciously ripening in the sticky summer heat or in the enclosed bag in a mango smuggler's hand luggage on the plane.
Turns out that in the heat in the bag, those mangoes ripen very, very quickly. And soon that bag really started smelling of mangoes. It was impossible to get rid of.
But you can't abandon them. These are special heirloom mangoes, like the ones I see at a mango festival organized by the government of West Bengal. A whole new world of rare mangoes, great baskets of green and yellow fruit I'd never seen in the local market. Little Rani mangoes, slim Onupom, bulky Kishan Bhogs. There's even a dark green mango wrapped in cotton wool. That's Kohitur, the mango that once grew in the gardens of kings. So precious, it costs 1,000 rupees or about $16 a piece. A princely sum when other mangoes can cost 50 cents for 2 pounds. Everyone is mystified. One mango, 1,000 rupees? Touching forbidden, says the mango seller. Mango grower Uttam Ghosh explains that the Kohitur is so expensive because it's hard to graft. And a tree barely gives any fruit, sometimes 4 or 6. The highest he has ever seen is a scant 14. My friend's mangoes might not have been that rare or that pricey, but they certainly exacted a price from him.
So I had this bag and I stood there outside before going into the customs wondering what should I do? should I throw these mangoes away because they're smelling so much that anybody who sees them is, or who smells them is definitely going to check me, and or should I just try to get smuggle them through anyway?
In the end, he decided he could not waste such good mangoes.
So I went through the customs, and she didn't seem to notice. The aroma was completely surrounding me, and I was like, how can she not notice this?
The mango gods were watching over him. Though he was so relieved to have just gotten through, he gave the mangoes to a friend waiting for him.
And he actually ended up eating most of those mangoes.
In India now, I don't have to resort to such desperate measures for a taste of mango. If the Indian summer, sticky, grueling and sweaty, has one saving grace, it's the mango. Eaten fresh from an Indian market, entirely legally. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.